Student's Book, page 103. Activity 16. Listen and read. Then choose the correct answers. The World's Weirdest Collections.
Think of museums, and you might think of history, dust, and very old things. However, some museums are famous not for old things, but for their unusual collections. Read on to find out about three weird museums around the world.
1.
In Avinos, Turkey, you can find a hair museum. It all started when a potter from the town was saying goodbye to a friend who was leaving the town. This friend gave the potter a lock of her hair, and he put it in his shop. Many people wanted to leave a lock of their own hair behind too, so the museum was born. Now there are thousands of different locks of hair in the museum. Twice a year, the potter invited people with the most beautiful hair to come back and have pottery lessons for free.
2.
The only way you can reach another interesting museum is underwater, so visitors have to be good at snorkeling. The Museum of Underwater Art inside the National Marine Park of the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico displays a large number of sculptures. Some of the sculptures were made by the British artist Jason DeCaries Taylor. He wanted his art to be part of underwater life in the ocean. Plants, corals, and other marine life make his sculptures their home, and so they become part of the artwork.
3.
Many people believe that a UFO landed in Roswell, New Mexico, USA, in 1947. If you want to know more about UFOs, you can visit the International UFO Museum and Research Center there. Although there aren't any real UFOs on display, there's a big collection of information about UFO sightings. The center also holds a UFO festival every year at the museum. Experts from around the world come to talk about the latest news in UFO research.